So we are in Chul and Daf Lamed Vav, picking up at the top of the page, second line. Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, v'dam chalol miyushta. When the pasuk says the blood of the slain drinks, prat ledam kiluach, sheino machsher zizroim. This is excluding the blood that splurts out the time from the animal, which is not going to make seeds hochsher lekabel toma, because the loss of this blood is not contributing to the death of this animal. Tana rabbanon. Create someone who shechs v'hitis dam aladlas, then some of the blood shot out onto a glass, onto a gourd of truma. Rabbi Omer says hushel kapatoma. Rabbi Chia Omer Tolan says that we suspend this, like this, it's hanging, like we don't know exactly what it is. Rashi says the coming of forest my Tolan, what exactly that means. Rabbi Omer Rabbi Ushaya. Who should we be samech on? Let's go be samech on Rabbi Shimon, who goes along with that with Rabbi Chia. Says Rashi, "Shehu misayis Rabbi Chia shamer in dam machshir." V'havali Rabbi Yachid b'makom shnayim. Those ends up being two against one. So we go within the world of Rabbi Shimon. That says. Oh, yeah, Shay Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shchita Machsher Shlo Dam. Shchita is Machsher Nat Dam. It says that the Shchita Dam is not going to make it Machsher L'Kabal Tumah. That goes with Rabbi Chia. It says the blood is not going to go make it Tumah. Amar Papa, Kol Ma Demecha De'isi L'Dam Mitchila V'Tzos. Everyone agrees that both Rabbi Chia and Rabbi are going to agree when the Dam stays on the gourd from the beginning of the Shchita until the end. Kol Yam Lo Pligi D'Machsher is going to be Machsher. It says the Dam Shchita Hu V'Iskei Shlamayim. So therefore, it's going to be. Keep reading what they're arguing. Be niskana chadam bein sim le sim, where the blood was wiped from the gourd between the first sim and the second sim. Ra Rebbe Savar yesh la shchita b'tchilat tzolt. The shchita from the beginning to the end, and v'hai dam shchita. And therefore, this dam that's coming out is going to be dam shchita either way. Rebbe Chia Savar and shchita lo b'sof. V'hai dam makru. And this dam that was wiped away from it before the second one was cut. For the second Mitzvah, it was just from a wound and not from the actual Shchita for Satami. My Tolan, what does it mean when he says Tolan in the state of Suffolk over here? Tolan Adavar Ad Gemar Shchita. Chia meant that we hold off on this idea of whether it's Mukhshar until the end of Shchita. Yisal Adam Besof Shchita Machshar. If the Dam is still there on the gourd at the end of the Shchita, then it's going to make it Mukhshar Lekabotoma. Because the dam is considered shchita dam, lo machshir. If not, then not. If it's not there at the time, then afterwards, then it's not. Umay boven is for the Rabbi Shimon. What does it mean over here when he said, "Let's go be samachim"? Rabbi Shimon is not saying the same things as Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Shimon lo machshir. According to Rabbi Shimon, shchita dam is never going to be machshir, even if it's there at the end. Rabbi Chia machshir it is. So how are you comparing these two things? What are you talking about? Benis kanach miu ashvel adadi. Where the dam was wiped away between the two simanim when it was cut, two the simanim cut, then they actually are in the same page. Ma'ar lo machshir, Rav Chia holds that the dam does not make it mochshar. Ma'ar lo machshir, and Rav Shimon also says it's not machshir. Havali Rebbe chad ve'ein dvarv shel echad makom shnayim. The Rebbe comes like one, and so you don't have one in the face of two, and therefore that's what we meant by that concept. Rav Ashi Yomar Tolin Liolam Ashma. Sounds like it's for everything and not just like a momentary thing. So Papa's, the way he explained it, just wait until, you know, between the two things. We don't say that. The dam was, where the dam was wiped away between the two things, Rav Chia is Mesupak. Yisham L'chita Mitchil L'Vesof. O'en L'chita L'Vesof. My tolin. So what does it mean when it says tolin? Lo ochlin velo sarfin. That means you don't eat it because maybe it's tummy. You can't burn it because maybe it's tarin. So it's actually to destroy it. So that's what it means in the state of tolin. Okay, zok to gemara. My bovin is for the Rabbi Shimon. What does it mean when Rabbi Shimon said, "Come to rely on Rabbi Shimon"? Rabbi Shimon lo machshir. Rabbi Chia sveika. According to Rabbi Shimon, shchita dam is never going to be machshir. Therefore, this gourd is for sure tahor. Now, Chia is sveka, is in the state of Suffolk. So, what does it mean? Rav Shimon is supporting of Chia. Leinyan sreifa miyushav ledadi. According to sreifa, they're both the same. Ma'ar lo sarfi or ma'ar lo sarfi. Both of them don't say not to burn it. Rabbi, though, he says that it needs to be burnt because In his view, the blood is definitely going to be machshered. Havalei Rabbi Chad, v'in dvarav shel echad, malkom shayim. One is the sand in the face of two. V'alch garmis mitzazek. He goes zos. In this type of case, where the dam fell in the truma and was wiped away between the two ksimanim, told him it's left hanging, lo'ochel v'surfen, we don't eat it and we don't burn it. Boy, Rabbi Shimon ben Lagish, tsarit shel minachos. If you have this dry lump of flour in a mincha that comes into contact with tuma, monin bo rishon v'sheni. Do we count it as a in rishon and sheni? O ein monin bo rishon v'sheni. Is this something that can pass on tuma, or does it itself become? It can only itself become tuma. Rashi says, "Call me im nitma mitame acher malo." This idea that lemimna be rishon v'sheni lo odem aloshna is the din that kimahanya chibas hakodesh, the love for kodesh, to go ahead to make it be this food will be mukhsul tuma. Does it make it only that itself is going to be no good, or can it go and pass on? Only making it itself, but not other things, or maybe actually there's no difference of the actual thing itself. Therefore, it's like kodesh, and it can pass on. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Tashma, Mikola Ochel Hashem Yachel. It says, the pasuk says about food that acquires tumah, of any food that's edible, if water comes on it, right, then it's going to become tame. Ochel Abav Amayim Hukshar. Telling you the food that comes into contact with water is going to become hokshar l'kabatama. If not, then it's not going to become tumah. So accordingly, it does not become subject to rishon and sheni types of tumah over here. In fact, the Gemara to Rishim and Lakish lastly ochel abam b'mayim. Though it isn't a hold of that, Rashi says the boila that he's asking lo yada lahai kra the hechshar al yidei mayimu. But of course, he holds it that does that. Rishim and Lakish hachik Gemara is what he's asking. Chibas HaKodesh ke'ochel haba b'mayim dami or lo? Is a Chibas HaKodesh like food that came from water or not? Right? Does it enable this stuff to acquire tuma, the degree of tuma that's going to spread tuma like water does or not? Rabbi Lazar Nami. Rabbi Lazar also miyiture kura kamar. He's learning that his proof is raya from the fact that the pasuk like doubles down. Michti, ksev, it says, v'chiyutan mayim azera, and if water is placed on a seed, mikola ochel sheyachel, lamerli, why do I need the earlier pasuk which says, from any food that is edible, if water comes upon it, it's going to become tummy, it's telling us the same din. Beep, turn the page, lamafavim base, lav, lamut, chibetz hakodesh. Is it not in order to go and to exclude the chibetz hakodesh from taking on the full amount? Right? It says, the lohavi kechshem mayim mamish, not like literally like it. So, zimar lo, chad betumas mace. One pasuk is needed to teach the din of Tumas Meis. V'chah b'tumas sheretz. That was to tell us the din of a Tumas Sheretz. That is, that the Rish Lakish holds that the two psukim are needed to teach that the food doesn't become susceptible to Tumah unless it first became wet. And one is coming to tell you about the idea of Tumas Sheretz. And one say of a Tumas Meis. And really, both of these psukim say straight up sheretz. But once the Tumah Sheretz has learned from one of them, the other one isn't necessary, and it's therefore a sign to teach us this din about of a dead body, which doesn't have its own pasuk. And we actually need both of them. Diash meaning Tumas Meis. If we just want to toss this din by Tumas Meis, Hasam Hudabai Yachshad, that I would say it's only in that case of a dead body that the food needs to become hokshar, you know, through liquid, Mishum Delo Mitame Bekadash, because a dead body can't contaminate with a piece the size of a lentil. It's got to be at least a kezias. I will share it some time with Adasha, even with Adasha from Tami, and I'm a little by Asher. Doesn't even need Asher to Tami something else. But therefore, it says to tell us this pasuk that even the sherets can't cause tuma in food unless it was first itself hokshar. V'yash, meaning the sherets are just also the din of sherets. The mishum delo matame tuma shiva. The sherets doesn't matame a tuma that's 7 days like it does in their body. Therefore, it also is not going to cause tuma in food unless the food was first considered hokshar. Of almeis, the matame tuma shiva. Eim alo lebay eshes in the hechshar, which we need both of them. Rabbi Shimon Omer Hochshar b'shchita. Rabbi Shimon says they become Hochshar through shchita. Hochsharu v'afil lemimni behu rishon v'sheni. They become Hochshar, and even to the extent that they become a rishon and a sheni. Amai, Why would that be? Lav ochel abba maimu. This is not food that came in contact with water. So how can it become hochsher, you know, straight up? What's going on over here, Rabbi Lazar? Since Rabbi Shimon says that Shechita does consider it, you know, full-fledged, so to Chibas HaKadosh also do that. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, Aso keach shemayim midarabanan. Made it like that on a state of darabanan. Rabbi Shimon's din is no more than a darabanan. Rabbi Lazar is speaking about these things of daraisas. In reference to daraisa, it may be that only liquid is going to make it susceptible to full tumah. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Toshima habotzeliga. Someone picks grapes for pressing. They bring it from the backs to pressing, and their juice runs out of them and makes them wet. Shamei Omer Huchshar. Shamei says, "Hey, now Huchshar, you're officially Huchshar size." Rashi says, "The Alfagav de lo nichale b'mashkei yotzim," and you don't want that to the whole ibud asli. Gazrin and la be yitzias Shabbos. Shamei yivtzerenu bekupas mezufafos. We're worried to make a gezera about big. We end up making a gezera, and Hillel Amar Lo Huchshar, not Huchshar. V'sasek lei Hillel l'Shamei, and Hillel was quiet in front of Shamei, and he accepted what Shamei says. Amai, according to Rabbi Lazar, who says that nothing but liquid is going to consider full, you know, Huchshar, why should it be? Why should Shamei consider them Huchshar? V'halav ochel abba b'mayim, it's not ochel abba b'mayim, or any other, you know, type of juice over there. Since this juice drips to the ground and is wasted, the owner doesn't want it to flow. So the juice is therefore not considered actual liquid over here. So how could Shammai say that the grapes have become hukshar the kapatumar? Amalei Abaye asu keach shemayim derabbanan. It made it like it. It's like a derabbanan. Amalei Avyosef Yosef says, Amin Allah ana hukshar b'shchita la'atamet li asu keach shemayim. Right? I said to you that the din of Rabbi Shimon's din of they become hukshar through shchita is a raya, and you answered me that the Chachamim made it, you know, hukshar of Shechita, the same as that of water. V'amalach Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Zeira said that of Amarta Lei Aso Kehech Shemayim, and you answered him that the Chachamim made it Hochsher because of the juice that comes out of the grapes the same way from water. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Nami, but if that's true, so then Rabbi Shimon Lakish question also Aso Kehech Shemayim, the Chachamim made it Hochsher because of the love of it, the same the susceptibility that's caused by water. So the food should be hukshar to full-fledged tumah, at least with their abundance. So what's the question of Reish Lakish? Amalei, what does Abaye say back? Atu Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, litlos kami bayalei. What is Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish asking whether Kaddish food that comes into contact with dry flour is going to be a case of tolu? Tole? Of course not. Reish Lakish accepts that you can't eat this because the flour that's tame, well, this mincha, of course it spreads its tame at least midarabanan. Kikomei bayle lisrof. The question is whether or not by burning it, right? By burning this kadosh food that touches the contaminated flour, which we only do if it's going to take on a state of daraisa. So Reish Lakish's question is whether this dry flour becomes full-fledged midaraisa. And the rise of Yosef Zera don't actually answer this question. Says the Gemara, Michlal, the Chibas HaKodesh daraisa. Must be that it comes out of daraisa, Minolan. Where do we know that from? Elim, Mitzvah Basar Shiga B'chotameh. If you want to say that it comes from the fact that Pasuk says about the Shlomim, that in the meat that touches anything that is tame can't be eaten, it's going to be burnt in the fire, which is telling us that this that kachim can become tame. High basar diskashri b'mai, like diskashri b'mai, how to become hukshar. Elim diskashri b'dam yisay through dam can't be. Amar v'chi amar abar amar v'yochanam inayin l'dam yishkachim she'enu makshir. It's not going to dam kachim won't be makshir. She'enemar lo sechlenu al-aris yishkachim kamayim. Dam yishkachim kamayim makshir. She'enu yishkachim kamayim enu makshir. Since the dam of a carbon can't be thrown on the floor because it's got to be splintled on the splintled on the mizbech, therefore it can't be that. Ella diskashu maske b'sam mitzbechaya must be because there was liquids that were by the butcher over there. The water was used to wash it. Can't be. V'ha'amar Rabbi b'chanina maske b'sam mitzbechaya lo dayan shein dachan ella shein machshir. Not only are they tahor, but they also, this is the liquids that are by the butcher's place, but they also don't make the food mukhshar l'kabotumah. Therefore, this water can't be what we're talking about either. This hukshar of the shlamim. Chitem et targama adam. Adam. And if you want to say that it should be interpreted to talk about only to the blood that's flowing at the butcher's place and not to the water that's there. V'homashki kumar, it says Loshan Hamashki. El alav z'skashim chibetz kodesh. It must be, it's mukhsar because of the chibetz kodesh. The love of the fact that it's kachim over there. And therefore this pasuk is Rishim is lucky source that the chibetz kodesh is going to make something even midaraisa. It's going to become mukhsar. Like habatoma. V'dilma kumar yudha amir Rishmuel. Maybe the hukshar in this pasuk should be explained according to Yehuda Rishmuel. Damer yudha amir Shmuel. Kigon, this is talking about meat of a shlamim that became tameh. Kigon shalai shalom para shal zivchei shlamim ve'avir benachal. It's talking about the case of someone had a cow that was set aside as a shlamim carbon and he walked through the river on the way to Beis Hamikdash. Shachtam v'dayim ashka tofeh chalav. And he shachs it and the liquid is still tofeh chalav, is moistening it. And some of that liquid fell in the meat and it made a hooks to kabatum. And maybe the pasuk is speaking about this type of case, and therefore it's not a raya that the chiba is going to make something hooks to the kabatum midaraisa. So you have the water there from the river that fell off its skin onto actual flesh, onto the butzer itself. Maybe that's the what we're talking about. Elami sefer. Rather, must be learning from the second part of the pasuk. The Abbas says, and the meat. Larabbas ate some of the levonim is coming to include the wood and the frankincense, right, the things that can acquire tuma. Rashi says, lekabot tuma tochen. Ate some of the levonim b'nei achilinim. Are these things that are eaten? What are you talking about? You don't eat etzim. Remember this back from Zvachim. We spoke about this in Pesachim. What are these edible things? It's from the lover. For the love of the kachem that goes and raises the love, it's going to become mukshal kabatoma. So too in this case, over here, this same idea, just the lover, it's going to make a mukshal kabatoma on a stave of the raisa. Beep, turn the page. Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. My. Okay, so now we say Rish Lakish, where he learns out this idea, just the love of these things, of the chiba, of the kachim, makes it mukshal kabatoma. Now we want to go back to the question about how far. What's the status of food that how far does it go to become tummy? Kima hanya chibas akodes apsula gufi, only itself. Avala minu be rishal mishen lo, it's not going to be create, you know, other things after. The dhamma lo shna, there's no difference. So it's more teku. We leave it without an answer. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish you all a great, great day.